Hello, good evening.
Hello. Say again, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What's it regarding, switch? Politics or what?
No, it's regarding hurricanes, sir. For example,
it's about what, dear?
Hurricanes. For example, my first question to you, sir, would be is, would you consider your home to be a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a manufactured or mobile home?
It's a single home, sweetheart.
Okay, sir. And would you say you rent your home or you own it?
I own it.
Okay, great. And moving on, sir, can you tell me what year was your home built?
1990.
Perfect, sir. Moving on quickly, sir, have any upgrade modifications been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, draining upgrades, structural upgrades?
A lot of that.
Any of those that stand out the most?
Say again, please.
Roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades.
The windows are 3 years old. The roof is 1 year old. The AC unit, the four-ton unit, York, the best you can get, that's 2 years old. What else going on?
Oh, okay, sir. Well, moving on. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
21 years.
Great, sir. Moving on, we would like to know, sir, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, a tropical storm, a hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, hurricane category 3, or hurricane category 4, or hurricane category 5?
We have for a couple of 4s or 3s, I think it was.
3s and 4s? Okay, do you,
yep,
by any chance know the name, sir, of hurricane, which was category 3?
Oh, I can't remember those things, sweetheart.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well quickly is, well, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Okay, sir. All right. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
All right. I'm going to hit you with a question, sweetheart. What are you selling?
I'm sorry?
What are you selling, honey?
No, I'm not selling anything, sir. We're just getting we're just conducting a survey. We're actually calling from FIU, which is Florida International University. We're not selling anything, sir. We're just conducting a survey based on hurricane threats since it's hurricane season and damage reduction.
Oh, all right. Okay, talk to me again.
Okay, so how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or related tornado or flooding hazards? Would you say you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not at all vulnerable.
Okay.
We don't get any tornadoes in. We don't get any high tides either.
Okay, sir. Well, moving on quickly. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, sir? Would you put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative, or would you not make any preparations?
No, I'm always prepared, sweetheart. Okay, I do nothing.
Okay, sir, and moving on, we would like to know as well is, well, we would like to know, my other question to you would be, sir, is, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Would you say you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm certain completely, sweetheart.
Very somewhat or very certain or somewhat certain?
I'm completely happy with that.
All right. I just want you to tell me your top 3 sources of information. For example, would you say internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp, any of those where you get your information? You can choose up to 3.
Yeah. It would be talk radio. That'd be one of them.
Okay.
It would be cable TV. Nothing to do with it, but the major channels. Nothing to do with them, some bitch. All right.
No.
Anything else? That's about it, right?
No, sir, it's like 6 more minutes of questions, sir, but I'll be quick because your opinion does matter. And on a scale from a 1 to 5, sir, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from a 1 to a 5?
5.
Okay, moving on quickly. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane? For example, cost of childcare, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of food, property taxes, cost of insurance, any of those have impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. We would like to know, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone, sir?
Flood zone.
Flood zone. All right. And do you know the letter designated for your flood zone? Like, for example, A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
Oh, you got me with that, sweetheart. I don't know.
No problem. When would you decide to evacuate, sir? If a hurricane watch is issued 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, you know, within the next 36 hours, or if a hurricane 3 or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
You know what? The honest answer for this thing is I'm not going to leave my house, sweetheart. I'm staying right here.
Okay, no problem. If you needed to evacuate, sir, where would you go? Would you say to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I'm not going to leave under any circumstances, I'll be honest.
No problem. No problem. How many vehicles are available in your household, sir?
How many what?
Vehicles are available in your household.
What's that word? How many what?
Vehicles or cars?
Vehicles. Oh, mm-hmm. I thought you said bagels. All right, vehicles. We got two.
All right, sir, moving on quickly. What would you say is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, it's, I think it's $1,000 deductible. Oh, for hurricanes, no, hurricanes is 2%.
Okay, sir, but you just said $1,000, right?
Yeah, I think it's $1,000. Okay.
No problem. How confident are you that you can come up with $1,000 for unexpected hurricane damage, sir? Would you say you're certain you could come up with a full $1,000, or you could probably come up with $1,000, or you could probably not come up with $1,000, or you're certain you could not come up with $1,000?
Now, if I say I can come up with $1,000, you're going to send somebody over there to mug my ass off?
No, sir. We're just asking. It's part of the survey. I promise I'll be quick. We're almost done. I was just asking.
I can come up with almost that much cash.
Oh, you're certain that you can come up with it, or you could probably come up with it? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Has your home insurance changed in the last 1 year? Like, would you say has it decreased, increased, or remained the same?
No, it went up a couple bucks.
It increased? Would you say it increased 1 to 10%
yes,
or over
yes,
10%?
Maybe 10%, maybe.
Okay. And over the last 1 to 3 years, do you feel it has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
Say again, please.
Over the last 1 to 3 years, would you say your home insurance rate has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
No, it's increased.
Increased? Would you say within 1 to 10% or over 10%?
1 to 10%.
All right, sir. And within the last 3 to 5 years, would you say your home insurance rate has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
It's increased.
Would you say within 1 to 10% or over 10%?
1 to 10%.
And over the last 5 to 10 years, would you say your home insurance rate has changed, increased, decreased, or remained the same?
How many more questions you got here, sweetheart? Tell me.
It's just like 5 more minutes, sir. I'll be quick. As a
no,
result,
listen to me, sweetheart. I'm not gonna say it again, okay? It was fun talking to you. You're finding out way too much about me, which I don't like, okay? And 5 minutes is way too long. So listen, good night. Be safe, sweetheart.